Producers are trying to get a leg up in fighting disease in animals. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I've been deluged of late with emails, public relations notifications, and so on regarding food safety. 2 days ago, I got this from the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. One item, Adams Farm Slaughterhouse recalls beef, veal, and bison products due to possible E. coli adulteration. Another item in the memo says that beef packers are recalling all kinds of beef products due to possible E. coli contamination. There you go again. So what's going on? Someone who is very actively involved in education about food safety is veterinarian Dr. Craig Rowles, who says more and more evidence shows that responsible, professional use of vaccines keeps animals healthy and enhances animal welfare without contributing to resistance. Rowles says that producers are doing the right thing. He said they should use antibiotics to protect the health and well-being of herds and to produce safer meats for the consumer.
The maximum level of protection is the prevention of infection. Very simply, it's exactly what it sounds like. If my animal's immunized correctly, if that animal is exposed to the infectious organism, not only will there be no loss, there'll be no infection at all. So we'll limit infection, we'll limit exposure risk to other animals, and we'll limit disease costs.
Dr. Rao says that every process always starts with safety and then moves to efficacy. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.